بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ألم تر آيات أنزلت هذه الليلة لم ير مثلهن قط؟ قل أعوذ برب الفلق، وقل أعوذ برب الناس. This hadith, we have been discussing it for quite some time. We delved into the tafsir, brief translation, and the commentary of these great two weapons which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Qur'an, a source of protection, what we call mu'awwidhatayn, the like of which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَمْ يُرَ مِثْلُهُنَّ قَطُّ. We have never seen anything that will protect you like these two surahs will protect you. We discussed already قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, just briefly the translation and commentary of قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala commands قُلْ, say. In other words, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg and entreat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, I seek refuge in whom رَبُّ النَّاسِ, Allah is Rabbul Alameen, Allah is Rabbul Nas, that the Lord, sustainer, nourisher, provider of the entire humanity. This word Rabb has connotations of nurturing, and it has connotations of great love and compassion. So we are commanded, turn to the Rabb of humanity, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malikin Nas, the King. You are not only the Lord, sustainer, but you are the ruler. Allah Ta'ala controls that which no human power can touch. So when your life feels out of control, turn to the one who is in control. Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas, the God or the deity of mankind. This word ilah has meanings, also connotations, caretaker, authority, the one whom we worship and we rely upon. So if you just look at these three, the opening three verses of the surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, say, I seek protection in the Rabb of humanity, in the King of humanity, in the ilah, in the God, in the deity of humanity. If you look at the first surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, in that, for those of us who remember, we sought protection from four things in that surah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. I seek protection in the Lord of the daybreak from the evil of that which He has created, from the evil of the night as it descends, from the evil of the whisperers upon the knots, and from the evil of the jealous when they exhibit jealousy. So one sifat of Allah, Rabbul Falaq, is mentioned, and we make dua for protection from four things. In this surah, three sifat and attributes of Allah Ta'ala mentioned. Rabbun Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. And yet in this surah, we are asking protection not from four things, we are only asking protection from one thing. So even if you don't understand Arabic, to repeat what I am saying, the first surah, one sifat of Allah you entreat Allah with, and you ask Allah for protection from four things. In this surah, three sifat and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbun Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. You are begging Allah Ta'ala. Here you're not asking for protection from four and five things. You're only asking protection from one thing in the surah. What is protection being taught from? What is protection from, being sought from? قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. What are you seeking protection from? From the evil of the whisperer who withdraws. In other words, from the wasawis, from the evil whispering of shaitan. Where does shaitan whisper? What does Quran tell us? Does he whisper in your ears? Does he whisper? Where exactly is Shaitan whispering? Allah Ta'ala tells us, الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, the evil of the whisperer who retreats, who whispers into the hearts of humanity. Shaitan is not whispering in your ears, he's whispering directly into your heart. The heart is where your thoughts turn into intentions, and those intentions become actions. So Shaitan attacks where actions are born. And this is why Allah Ta'ala commands us, seek protection, because this evil whispering is something that can destroy a person's iman if he practices upon it. So in the first surah, one sifat of Allah, and you are seeking protection from four things, but those four things have to do with dunya. This surah, three sifat and attributes of Allah Ta'ala, and you are seeking protection only from one thing, because this one thing, this whispering in the heart, this is something that can destroy the deen, the iman, the qabr, the akhirat of a person. So Surah Nas teaches us to seek protection in Allah from the difficulties of the akhirat, from the difficulties of our iman, from the difficulties and the attacks of our deen. And deen and iman and akhirat is more important than dunya. That is why in the first surah, one sifat and four things we are asking protection for, because they pertain to our dunya. This pertains to our akhirat. Because we find the shayateen are constantly whispering into the hearts of men. They entice you towards kufr, towards shirk, towards disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. We can think at any time, how many evil thoughts and whispering are entering into our hearts? How many evil temptations are coming into the heart? Allah commands us in Surah Mu'minun, قُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ يَحْضُرُونَ. That say, O my Rabb, Allah commands you, say to Allah Ta'ala, O my Rabb, I seek protection from the whispering of the shayateen, and from the whispering, and from the fact that shaitan should approach me. Now how does shaitan whisper into your heart? Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that shaitan sits on a man's heart with his snout into the heart. When a person makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala, when he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise when he reads these surahs of the Quran, then what happens? Shaitan withdraws. But if we are ghafil, if we are not constantly in Allah's zikr, if we are not constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it comes in the riwayat that shaitan completely overtakes, he devours the heart of this person. So this constant coming and going of shaitan is what is alluded to in the surah, min sharril waswas, the evil of the one who whispers, al-khannas. Khannas means the one who withdraws, or the one who goes back. So whenever Allah Ta'ala is remembered, then shaitan retreats. When you become ghafil, then shaitan comes back again. Now is it only shaitan that pulls evil thoughts in our ears, in our hearts? That the Quran says no. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, who whispers into the hearts of people, minal jinnati wan nas, these evil whisperers who are going to attack your iman, attack your deen, entice you, give you temptation to break Allah Ta'ala's command, they are not only from jinnat, they are not only shayateen, they are insan also. So we are asked to seek protection not only from the shayateen who misguide, from the people also who misguide. Shaitan internally whispers in your heart, the people, wrong company, evil friends, etc. And not only today, it's not just wrong company and evil friends, but we find that nowadays there is no shortage of evil influences. This mobile phone that we keep in our pockets, the TV, videos, internet, magazines, temptations that are whispering evil in every direction. I remember once I was on a flight, so I picked up one magazine, and it was an article They had the picture of the author of the article, not a person with a kurta or anything. It was an Arab, but completely clean shaven. But very interestingly he writes, he says that today the entire Middle East has been captured. Muslim country upon Muslim country have been captured. Their youth have been deceived, have been led astray. Their entire culture they have lost. Their identity of Islam is lost. And he says, how was this achieved? Was it achieved with the atom bomb? Was it achieved with science and technology? He says, no. It was Warner Brothers and the media that achieved it. This shaitan box that is constantly making waswas. These shaitani influences of the media and the internet that are constantly whispering, putting ideas in our heads. Ideas of atheism, ideas of zina, ideas of music, ideas of Allah Ta'ala's disobedience. Allah Ta'ala is commanding us in the Quran, constantly seek the protection of Allah. Min shadril waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas, minal jinnati wan nas. Seek the protection of these evil whisperers of temptations. Not only shayateen, but the wrong company that we keep. This contact with all these evil influences around us, become conscious and aware of it and seek protection, because your greatest enemy is not always unseen. Your greatest enemy is sometimes your bosom friend that at the time of salah is encouraging you to go away from the masjid or to go in some wrong direction. So we find that one very, very important lesson we learn by looking at the tafsir of these two surahs, that the mu'awwidhatayn, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, these are not just du'as. They are our daily armor and they are our daily protection. Zikr of Allah is not a decoration. It is a defense. It protects our body, protects our mind, protects our heart, protects our iman and our deen. And if you look in the lives of the Salaf Salihin, one is, we've run out of time, but inshallah in the next majlis we will look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahih ahadith, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only taught sahaba, he taught his family also when to read these two surahs. And what great protection Allah ta'ala has kept in them. In fact, Abdullah bin Masood radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it's mentioned about him that he used to teach قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ to his children as a protection dua. And he would say, teach your children these two surahs, for nothing is more effective for seeking refuge and protection than them. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, one person came to him and said, I am plagued by disturbing thoughts and fear. Sometimes you get this gabrahat, this fear that overtakes the heart. So Hasan Basri rahimahullah mentioned, increase in reciting قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. For no servant seeks the refuge with Allah sincerely, accepts that Allah Ta'ala grants him safety. It's mentioned about Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, that one student of his mentioned, I was once traveling alone at night and became overtaken by fear. I remember the advice of my teacher, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, that recite the mu'awwidhatayn when fear visits you. I recited them slowly and attentively. By Allah, my fear left my heart before I reached my destination. These two surahs, ponder over them, reflect them, learn them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is nothing, lam yura mithluhunna qattu. I have never seen a greater protection than what Allah Ta'ala has kept in these two surahs. Allah give us tawfiq.